series is called The Spiritual World. Angels is the subtitle. My father has a farm in the love world. And way back when we were young, we would set snares for animals, especially for birds. Not so that we could eat them, but just hunting was just a passion. I don't know if you are hearing me. But every time we would set these snares, there was one rule that we always adhere to. When you see the birds descend on the snares, you don't wait until one is caught. You go and try to make them fly so that in the commotion, one will get caught. I don't know if you understand. But the problem was, the bird had to run a little bit for it to get trapped in this snare. I feel like I just on my own right here. I never caught any bird. Because every time I would try to make them run, they would fly instead of run. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. In other words, birds had learned how to switch from the natural law to a spiritual realm. So this series on the spiritual world will teach you how to switch from the natural world into the spiritual world. I remember preaching and standing in front of the pulpit like this, and all of a sudden I disappeared. And the camera is shooting and I'm not there. Isn't it last week that I appeared in London, in a branch in London, while he's preaching in this church? There is too much jealous, so much jealous, I don't know what to say. What makes us able to do like this? Why is it possible? How is it possible? How can it be done? This is the series that God said I should give my people. So that you can be at your house like this, sitting down. I feel I'm on my own right here. You can be at your house and the court messenger, the bailiff, comes to your house. You are sitting at the doorstep and all of a sudden he arrives and you decide to switch to a spiritual world. I prophesy the same for you. The same for you. Listen, there are levels in the spiritual realm. Marakabasou. When you get to the level I'm going to teach you, the spiritual realm can materialize into the natural. No, you're not hearing what I'm saying. Sabakabate. So listen, the difference between you and myself is, I can open my eye to see into another world. This is what I want to teach the people of God. Think of Enoch. How the boy was so bad. He walked in the spiritual realm like it was the natural. Look at it. Look at it. If I tell you, if we say let's give each other a testimony, just tell me something that God did for you. You see, one day, that day I was in the spirit. Do you see? Do you see your problem? When the Bible says I was in the spirit, what is the Bible saying? As I was in the spirit of prophecy, not the spiritual realm. These boys were always in the spiritual realm. The normal Christian gets surprised when they get in the spiritual realm. The mature Christian gets surprised when they get in the flesh. I prophesy, the spiritual shall become natural. Listen. How do you see a person like Elijah? How can Elijah just walk in the natural like this? Then all of a sudden, whirlwind comes and he steps into the spiritual realm. Like it's normal. This is not for the balcony. I don't know what's happening. A normal human being moving from the natural realm and gets, listen, this is the spiritual realm. Enoch is here. And just walks straight in the spiritual. He doesn't know there is a... God spoke to Enoch and said, "Hey, Enoch, my boy, why do you want to go back home? You are always here. You spend more time here. Why don't we stay together this side?" There is a level you can reach. In the book of Daniel, chapter number 9, it says, "In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he could..." Are you there? Are you with me in that area? Now, "so that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Israel." Now, Daniel is understanding something. But watch what he says in verse number 21. He says, "Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision..." The word vision there, if you have a Bible, and if the Bible is yours, write Hazza on the vision. Hazza. If it's not yours, write Hazza still. Chapter number 10, this is the secret. How many are ready for the deep things? Maybe you just want to be taught God is good. You say, "Hey, God is great." Yeah. This is the secret. It's not easy. That's why the Bible says, rightly dividing the word of truth. That means the word is mathematics. That's why not many people can do what other people are doing. There is a level, and there are secrets. That's why prophets are lonely creatures. Because we don't share secrets with you. Every time God will speak to a man, he say, "Seal the things I have said. Don't tell them to anyone." Why? They are secrets. I'm giving you a secret. If you go to Daniel 7, he says, verse number 1, it says, "In the year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and a vision." The same word there, Hazza. Chapter number 8, "In the third year," verse number 1, "In the third year of the reign of the king Belshazzar, a Hazza appeared unto me." Chapter number 9, verse number 21, "Yea, while as I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a Hazza..." Chapter number 10. Verse number 7. Says, and I, Daniel, alone saw the Mara. Sit down. I feel like I'm just on my own right here. Do you notice from chapter 7, you go to chapter 8, you go to chapter 9, the vision is called Hasa. But when you get to chapter number 10, it switches and gets into Mara. The same word in your Bible has already changed. Now, I'm about to skip this level. I'm about to skip it. Then you go to Isaiah chapter number 1. I'm teaching you something right here. It says the vision of Isaiah, the Hasa of Isaiah. Then chapter 2, the boy is still a prophet. Chapter 3, he is still a prophet. He is still seeing a Hasa. Then chapter number 6 says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I, Raha, which is a word from Mara. Now, let's close our Bibles because that's messing you up right there. Listen, we grow from a certain level to another level. I think this is for the Manchester branch, I believe. Maybe for the Scotland branch, they might take it better. Maybe I need it to be in Johannesburg, I think. Maybe for Miracle TV viewers only. Listen, when you want to see angels, there are levels you need to understand. You don't rush into a Mara. This is what is happening in our country today. People see me prophesying, calling people by name. They go out there and start lying to people. Why? They think they can go into a Mara immediately. God rewards you on how faithful you are in little things. Just last week, a man said to someone, this guy drives a blue car. The man doesn't even have a car. What nonsense. Didn't I say during the prophetic conference that after we finish this conference, you will see people calling themselves prophets who are liars? I thought a clapping of hands was better. Listen, a Hasa deals with a sensing that there might be angels. But for you to get a Hasa, you should be aware and expecting. Be expecting to see an angel. Be expectant. The same way you do when you get into your house like this, you always think they are demons or robbers hiding. I want to change it this afternoon. Wrap your faith with expectation. Move in and say, angels, I'm home. When you lie on your bed, say, tonight, the lioness or the lion is about to sleep. And in these dreams, angels will be talking to me. Be expectant. Now, if you rush things, you open up yourself to demons. Because the Bible says even demons can change themselves into angels of light. Disguise. I know right now, this is a series that is a little bit hard. Because what you are going to see after this series and during this series preaching is also hard to believe. Be expectant. Have a fire in you that says, yes, I'm going to see something. I'm going to experience a great move. Everywhere I walk, there are angels. That's why I like a guy called Saint Patrick. He is the one who coined Christ in me. Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in front of me, Christ on my head, Christ in my heart, Christ around me, Christ on my hands, Christ in my hair. Hey! And listen, when he met, when St. Patrick, who was well aware of Christ around him, Christ surrounding him, Christ inside him, Christ everywhere, in his bones, in his blood. Guess what? He met a woman crying, weeping, because the child had been bitten by a snake. You said, woman, he said, woman, where is the snake that bit your son? She said, it went into that bush. He went to the bush. Listen, you have not heard anything. He took the snake by the tail, raised it up like this in a country called Ireland, and he said, snake, you and your kind, I banish you from Ireland forever. To this day, there are no snakes in Ireland. Nah, you are not hearing what I'm speaking. Why? When you are in the spiritual world and you are aware of what is happening to you, you are aware, you know deep down in your knower, there are angels around surrounding me. No one can say anything to you. They can't fire you from work. The husband can't divorce you. The bank cannot say there is no loan. You have to be aware. Listen to me. As he was going, the king said, I don't believe people rise from the dead. I don't believe in that Christ of yours. And a man who was told that by the king went and said, there is a man I know called Saint Patrick. He is in town today. Let him call him. He went there and he stood there. He stood in front of the king. I don't know if you want to hear this. And the king said, I have my son who died. He said, where is he? He said, he's in the grave. How many weeks? 2 weeks. Saint Patrick said, there is no problem. Show me the grave. No. Show me the grave. They showed him. He took his staff, signed the name Saint Patrick on the grave, and he said, remove the soil, dig out the coffin. Listen. This level of power is only available when you have had a Mara, not a Haza. The young boy rose from the dead and the king became a Christian. As he was writing a letter to his friends, he said, I don't know what Christ has done to me and for me. Why me? That I'm doing miracles that I've not seen done in Bible. Listen, he said, I'm the lowest of all the saints and nothing to be compared to the apostles. But I have raised people who have been dead 6 months in the grave. Now, I think this needs another bunch of... I'm trying today to raise warriors that can walk into it onto an... I'm saying, I came with a mandate from God to look for just 500 of all of you, 500 of the 5,000 here, that can just walk into a place where there is a dead body in the grave and say, dig him out. I don't think you are hearing me right there. Listen, but for you to get to a Mara stage, you have to get to Haza first. Where you sense, you know you have something around you. You might not see it, but you know. How do you know? Deep down in your knower, you know. You are aware. Listen, listen. Look at what Elisha did. The whole mountain is filled with armies. An army, horses, horse riders, soldiers. And the servant got out and said, my king, come and see the whole mountain. And the prophet came out of the house and said, Lord, open the eyes of this fool. For they which are for us are more. I strengthen the angels over your life. The angels over your life. I multiply them in the name of Jesus. The angel is more than the manager that fired you from work. The angels have got more power than the company that said regret to you. If you rush into trying to get into a Mara, if you rush it, notice, if you have not seen a Haza or a Hazo, a Haza develops into something spiritual where you can see angels, but you see them in an apparition way, like you can actually pass through an angel. But when you are having a Mara, you can bump into an angel and say, oh, sorry. I'm speaking to myself right here. I'm speaking to myself. Hey! Hey! When you are having a Mara, you'll be walking in the street like this. There is no one in the street. Why? The spiritual world has materialized into the natural. Listen, when you have a Mara, everyone around you will experience something. Look at what Paul did. Paul is walking, saying breathing threats, wanting to go and kill Christians. And on that day, he had what the Greek calls an obstasia. And obstasia is the Greek meaning for the word Mara. Look at the danger of trying to do something you are not called into. You are trying to prophesy, you are not called into the prophetic. Do your part. Let us do our part. What's this? Paul walks. Light flashes. He gets blinded, falls to the ground. When you are having a Mara for the first time and you are trying to rush, God give me a Mara, God give me a Mara. The first time Paul heard it, he became blind. Emara is a certain level. This is a higher degree where you can greet an angel like this and they are solid in form. You don't need to be opening your eyes or closing your eyes. Because the Bible says when Paul had had the vision, he opened his eyes and saw no man. That means he saw Christ while he's closing his eyes. You are transformed. But where does it start? It starts on Hazar. I don't know if there are mature people here. Is there someone who can say, I've not heard of this? This is the first time. Raise your hand. You are telling the truth. Why? We are Spirit Embassy. Listen, be comfortable with what you have, but don't be content. Always try to achieve the higher degree. Go around and say, yes, angels around me. Every day. Angels are always around me. I see them. Everywhere I see them. They're with me. Yes, they're with me. You might not see them, but you can say it. If you can say you confess money and money comes to your house, why don't you confess about angels? Why do you always say, I'm rich, I'm prosperous, I'm big, I'm better, I'm bolder? And you can't say, I see angels. They are around me every day. I know them. They come to my house. They stay in my house. When you continuously feed yourself on that food, they begin to appear. I remember one day we were in our house with my wife and an elder in London called Elder BJ Mutisi. And we are in there and we're sitting there. And all of a sudden, people just began to shake. And I knew immediately where to look. And I looked at the fireplace. And I saw angels sitting on the fireplace. What's this? They were sitting there just talking. Not to us. Listen to me. Now, everyone in the house, I've mentioned people that you can research and know. Now, look at it. And everyone began to shake and fall flat on the floor. Why? They had not seen the angels. I was seeing the angels. Then later on, it happened that they entered into the same realm and began to see. Watch this. When you are having a Mara, it affects everyone around you. That's why many people want to say, I saw an angel. It's everywhere. Look there. You don't even need to point. They will feel it. This is what happens when I begin to walk around. When I begin to walk around with a prophetic angel. Because when you mature in the prophetic, you no longer just hear audibly. An angel stands in front of you. That's why I say I don't make mistakes. That's why if I get somewhere and God begins to give me a mobile number for someone, guess what happens? I do it with speed. Why? Because I'm just looking at an angel calling zero. I say 0 7 7 3 3 3 3. Exactly as he says it. Why? It's a Mara, brother. And these people know their names. But you just approach them. And all of a sudden. That's why many people can't stand me when I pass by them. Why? When I see an angel, I might not tell you. But you will sense it. Say to your neighbor, there is a Mara level. The Bible says Paul got into that realm. When he got there, said like this. He gets in there and light flashes. He's struck down and he says, the people around me did not see the Mara, but they fell down. I could not deny the vision. The word vision there is opstasia, which means Mara. That's the Hebrew equivalent. There is the Greek opstasia. Then there is the Hebrew Mara. Same thing. I move you into Haza. May you grow into Haza. Until a day you move into Mara. And when you move into Mara, may everyone in your household... Listen. To show you, there is a woman called Maria who dwelt Eta. She would come to a town to do a meeting. When she gets to a town, a radius of 30 kilometers, they would fall down. Even the ones who are not coming to church. Go and research. Maria Woodward Etta. Dangerous woman. Kathleen Kuhlman. The conference is in another room. And they closed the door. The door that she was supposed to enter the conference with was closed. So she decided to use the kitchen door. The kitchen door, Muslims, Hindus, staff, just walk to the door like this. The Muslims are down. The Hindus are down. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Why? She was moving constantly into a Mara. I prophesy Mara stage to your life. We are in Manchester at this place called the Methodist Central Hall. At that time, the church was 20, just 21 members. That's counting me, my wife included. Me and my wife included, and our son included. So we're actually 18. And I'm preaching like there are 45,000 people. And I began to see a Mara. When I experienced the Mara, immediately, the whole church, we are talking out of the 18 members, about 16 of them saw the same angel standing by me. But two of them had a large sound. Listen, when I appeared in London, while I was here preaching, the speakers, they gave their worship songs. Yet the worshipers are not there. I'm preaching in Manchester. I was supposed to go for a conference on a Saturday. On Friday, I'm preaching in Manchester. Then, the following day, Saturday, I said, let's go now for the Saturday service. You get there and people have DVDs of you preaching in Sheffield. The first time my wife saw an angel, she was in another room. I was in another room. And I'm ministering in that. My wife would say, I always want to see an angel. I've always wanted to see an angel. Now, I'm praying in our room, in our prayer room in Manchester. You're with me? And as I begin to pray, I said, Lord, my wife wants to see an angel. And I said, I'm telling my wife every time the angels that you are sending to me. But I also want you to see an angel. Then an angel appeared before me. Listen. And I said, Father, if I found favor in you, let the same angel appear in that room. Listen to me. But notice, the Lord said the angels are not omnipresent. They can't appear in this room in another room. It has to be another one, or I'll open the eyes of your wife to see the same one. And she's in another room, and the wall breaks open. She begins to see the same. I ask Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah El Shaddai, to open your eyes. Are you there with this side? Are you there? May God open your eyes. May you see beyond. May you see the other world. 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 On top of that balcony, may you see the other world. The spiritual world is not that complicated. It's not complicated. You can just walk into it like this and decide to make the spiritual your natural. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How at one conference, the pastors in Manchester had prepared food, and he couldn't fit, the food couldn't fit. But when they went back, that's when the spiritual materializes into the natural. If your bank account has got $1, I materialize the thousands in your... I move the thousands in the spiritual world. Is there anyone like Munyoro? Is there Munyoro? Who is Munyoro? Munyoro, like your surname is Munyoro. I think you... When was... Do you have anyone like Adrian? Huh? Who is Adrian? Is who? Huh?
My sister's son.
It's called Adrian. Do you have anyone like Winnie? You are Winnie. Because I'm seeing Adrian here. I'm seeing Munyoro. I'm seeing Winnie. I'm seeing my date of birth, which is 6 September. And I'm seeing something beyond 6 September. Like 7 September. Huh?
That's my birthday.
Okay. We need to pray for Adrian. Adrian. There is a prayer for Adrian. Adrian. Does your sister come to this church? Have you ever brought Adrian here? No one knows Adrian here. How do I know Adrian? Sister, don't worry. Don't worry. Where's the photo you were holding? This is why I called you. Just the first time to see her, God said, your name starts with a T, the husband T. How does it take place? The Jesus I serve. You are going to see greatness at a bay on top of that. Your drought is over. The past is gone. You are starting on a new platform. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What's your first name, by the way? Tekla. Thank God. Do you see how you move from this lady here, 7 September, to go to someone there and mention your first name T? Who is the other T? Tafazwa. And your date of birth, 7 September as well. Like this one. God. Sineke. Emegoya. That's Nigerian for God has done it. Do you see? You can get to someone and they're just raising this. And you see H written on this. What's the name of this one?
Hector.
No. What is happening with your husband? Huh?
Separated.
So he's in Blawayo?
Yes.
Now. Who is he with now? Grandmothers. Why is it the whole family is against you?
I don't know.
Huh? I don't know. Now he's sick. They didn't tell you.
Yes.
This one is in Pillow Hospital. Go and call outside if you don't know. So you called. And they said...
Pillow Hospital.
Sister. How do you explain someone telling you your son is in Pillow Hospital and you don't know, and then you go out and call and he's in Pillow Hospital? How do you explain this?
God.
Have we ever met before?
No.
How do I know? What a God we serve. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. We are going to cancel this sickness. Sister, don't worry about these issues. Come close. Yes. She's okay. Just move back a little bit, sister. Where is the boy? Theophilus. Where is your husband? Husband. How do husbands, they take time. Listen, this is your wife, right? Stay with your wife. But listen, many problems that are going to arise in your family are due to finances. Finances. You are trying to do the best you can, but it just doesn't come the way you want it to come. But I put you into a mara concerning finances. The natural... Who are your kids here? Come close, sister. Then the spiritual will come into the natural. My brother. Because I saw this and I said, come. I seen this and I was seeing someone writing a letter in the Bible to someone. That's how I knew the only person I know would be Timothy and then and Theophilus. And God could begin to give me writings like M-A-D-A. That's where I ended. What's your surname?
Madame Ombe.
Madame Ombe. You. Are you ready for the miracle that is about to come? I hear finances coming to this man here. Because this was your biggest prayer. You wanted to do something with finance. Forget about what happened in the past. Forget about Kululu and Kalala. We are dealing with a greater miracle. All you need to do is let this family be one family. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is your duty, and God will do the money part of it. Justin, do you see what I'm doing? I'm more like calling people with deaths that are more or less the same. This might not be September, right? But you notice one thing. You remove a two. You'll be left with their debt. Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? He's not saying. When was he bought? When was he bought? Do you see what I heard? Listen, I'm saying, when was he brought into this world? Now, when was he brought into this world again? 21. 27. So you remove a 2, you are left with a 7. And there's 7. There is a 7. You connect it. Everything matches. That means, why I'm connecting all these dots is because your miracle is going to come quicker than you expect. Signs and prophecy. Here at Embassy. Come see God in action. Spirit Embassy.
Spirit Embassy. It's more than a church, more than a vision. It is a revelation.